final global IT spend numbers for 2012 are in. And the big question is not so much what do they mean for 2012, but rather what do they portend for 2013? For that answer, we welcome Gartner analyst John Lovelock. John is a vice president in Gartner's Technology and Service Provider Research Group. He is also an author of Gartner's latest worldwide IT spending forecast, which you can find on Gartner.com. John joins us now from his office in Toronto. So, John, what are the headlines from the Q4 numbers of 2012 as we move into 2013?
Well, the headlines are actually looking very good for spending forecasts for the next year. 2012 is going to finish up a little bit softer than we had hoped. In our last forecast, we were looking forward to the fourth quarter being a good Christmas, you know, increased spending across the board. Not every sector got those extra dollar pickups, so we're a little softer finishing up 2012 than we had hoped. But 2013 is looking good. We're in the 3-4% range for overall growth in 2013, with most sectors rebounding very nicely.
You mentioned 2013 starting to have a better outlook. Why do you see it looking better in 2013? What factors in particular?
Well, most of our critical uncertainties have been resolved or will resolve. The U.S. economic condition is going to be resolved within the next few months. We have the presidential election resolved. President Obama is now ensconced for another 4 years. And that's giving the economy, if not a rosy outlook, more of a certain one. And we know IT spending increases when we have certainty around issues because we can plan and spend based on what we expect to happen rather than waiting for certain situations to resolve. Europe still has some uncertainty with Greece. Our current forecasts have the exit of Greece occurring in an orderly fashion late in 2013, the beginning of 2014. But this won't cause much of an economic disturbance to the European Union and won't cause much of a ripple in what we're seeing in the way of IT spending or the prospects of business in 2013.
With a better outlook for IT spend in 2013, how much better are we looking? What kind of growth is Gartner projecting?
Well, that really does vary segment to segment. We have 3-4% global growth in IT spend. Our numbers are still just resolving, but we expect it to be in the 3-4% range for 2013 globally, with North America being a little higher.
You mentioned North America. You mentioned the issues in Europe, of course. Which regions do you see still being hit harder, let's say, than the others at this point?
Well, the European Union is obviously still dragging. They have problems with imports and exports. They have the uncertainty of the euro and Greece. That's holding them back from a full-fledged growth. However, you know, there is enough certainty for businesses that are in a good situation to actually start to increase their IT spend, to start planning and moving forward on new initiatives, to attract new customers, to increase their market share, and to build out new product and services, such that we're seeing those individuals growing their IT spend. It's not a universal growth in IT spend. It's not one of the current normal economic situations, which is, you know, rising tides lifting all boats. But we're seeing the more aggressive IT spenders, the A organization, spending more money on IT. And we're seeing many of the organizations actually shift their spending patterns and embracing those nexus of forces that Gartner has been talking about. Mobility, social, cloud being the top.
We've talked North America, we've talked Europe. Of course, many of the growing economies we see are in Asia-Pac. What are you seeing there from the latest IT spend numbers?
Well, the Asia-Pacific region is a very good growth prospects for us. There are a few countries that are still weak, but Australia is growing very well. China is growing very well. Some of the leading indicators in those regions are starting to see the data center spending come up very nicely, which is foundational spending that's going to lead us to higher software and services spending in 2014-2015. So the prospects in Asia Pacific are still very good and led by a good solid foundation of IT spending.
John, I'm always kind of fascinated by the factors that go into affecting the spend. You know, a lot of us tend to look at it from the business standpoint. Is the business allocating a certain amount for IT? Are we cutting back? So forth. As you alluded to, the political factors can be some of the biggest drivers right now. We have more stability, although we're still resolving the fiscal cliff crisis here in the U.S. and expanding that out to North America, the Greece situation and the expanding EU situation in Europe. How much is it that Gartner feels that the dollars throughout the course of 2012 maybe have been there for more IT spend? It's just the company has been waiting for more stability in which to spend it.
There is the idea that there is the pent-up demand, that there are dollars in waiting to be spent as soon as certain situations resolve. And there is a small amount of that. But again, what we're seeing for 2013-2014 is relatively steady growth, which doesn't really back up the idea that there will be a surge of growth in 2013 and then a relaxing of those dollars in 2014. There will be some of that surge, but it will be, unfortunately, within 2013. So while the U.S. situation is resolving, January, February, March spend may be a little bit declined. But once we have resolution on the fiscal cliff, those dollars will get spent within 2013. You know, the things that we're seeing in Europe, again, will cause a bit of a lag in the first quarter spending, perhaps, but resolve itself within the year to finish up that 2013 year. You know, the factors that we're taking into account when we're doing forecasting, such as replacement cycles, which aren't necessarily economic factors, but how long have I held on to this particular piece of technology, these start to become much more important than net new spend or net new purchases. In relatively quick order, we're seeing that happen in the tablet market already. The PC market is more driven by replacement cycle than net new, as are the mature software markets.
You mentioned earlier the nexus of forces, which, of course, Gartner has talked about regularly now as really impact where we're going, not just 2013, but beyond. In terms of that balance, replacing systems, investing in new, how much with the nexus of forces and meeting these really paradigm shifts in the way we do business, the way we approach the way business interacts in IT, how much are we playing catch up as a result from having been in the slow growth stage? I guess what I'm trying to ask is how much of that spend is going to be out of a big spend out of necessity to catch up with that nexus of forces so companies don't fall way behind?
That is the big question on the nexus. Is this a choice that I can make to get ahead of my competition, or is this a choice that I must make in order to keep up with my competition? Unfortunately, there is no one answer. When we start looking at industries, we look at countries or regions or size of businesses, the answer really does vary, particularly around some of the bigger issues of the nexus. Really, they are starting to become one of the choices that industries will make when they are buying new feature functionality. They will look at, how do I get to this new thing, the nexus of forces being one of those options. Predominantly, the market is still what we would call additive. We are spending net new dollars to attract those nexus of forces pieces, particularly mobility and social, in order to gain competitive advantage. In a flat market, which most industries are experiencing right now, growth comes from taking market share from your competition. And that's where we're seeing a lot of our industries focus these days. It's on growth at the expense of my competition. It's about investing in things that will put me ahead of my competition and attract the clients or customers to me.
So, John, when we look at the nexus, I should just step back and say we've got the cloud, we've got mobile, we've got social, and of course we have information and how that plays in. I know a lot of organizations are especially focusing on mobile and social to gain a leg up on the competition. What about the other factors there? Cloud, which I know can be the most overreaching of them all, and information, which we all have and it's all sitting on ready to utilize.
Very good question. Cloud and information are two very important factors within our nexus of forces. Mobile and social definitely playing a role in increasing the market share, stealing from our competition. That's not to say that cloud and information do not do that. In fact, they do. But the biggest drivers probably around cloud are putting technology in the hands of organizations that haven't had it in the past. Cloud software has allowed technology, those applications, to get into smaller businesses, to get into those businesses that haven't been able to purchase in a traditional license maintenance model. So it is expanding the base of organizations that can use technology effectively. And of course, it's dropping the cost, it's easing the burden of organizations that are getting into new initiatives. And information itself is playing in a few different ways. It's either talking about how to expand, where by analyzing the data that I have on hand or the data that I could have on hand, and matching that up with other pieces to inform growth strategies. And a great deal of it is actually around cost savings. How do I run my business more efficiently? How do I take costs out? And those are the initial ways that we're seeing it coming in. But again, the breadth of uses for cloud and information when you bring in mobile and social data sources into the mix, the variety of means which this is moving the market in an exciting manner is almost boundless.
With that in mind, I'm curious then, when you said that social and mobile, of course, are gaining more of the attention as being the competitive differentiators, is it more that they are just happen to be the sexy topics out of the four? Because it sounds like cloud and information are foundational, that you can't do social and mobile without cloud and information.
That's a very good summary. In fact, you can do mobile and social without cloud and information, but they are foundational to running your business more effectively. Mobile and social are where businesses interface most directly with their clients. It's the thing that is seen most often by clients, by media, by those news sources that we will get to. So again, as you put it, it's the sexy topping. But big data, the information behind it, is really what is going to make these things successful.
John, thank you very much. John Lovelock is a vice president in the Technology and Service Provider Research Group at Gartner. The latest Gartner Worldwide IT Spending Forecast can be found in the special report on Gartner.com. You'll also find extensive research and reports breaking down the various spending scenarios and implications. Thank you for listening.